Well, Sean, let's talk about the problems firefighters are facing, not only locally but around the country, with these electric cars and the batteries.
Well, the main problem is extinguishing the fire once the battery fails and the fire erupts. The fire that is caused by a lithium-ion battery is very, very difficult to put out. It takes much, much water, or maybe even isolating the vehicle in the case of an automobile. But it's just not your typical type fire that the fire service has historically been able to contain.
And why is that?
Well, a lithium-ion battery is sort of a unique piece of equipment. There are cells in the battery, and when the battery is manufactured correctly, if it doesn't have any defects, it's typically a very safe power method. However, sometimes these batteries can have a defect in them. They can be damaged by dropping them. If one of the cells happens to overheat and burst into flame, the heat from the original flame actually transfers to the next cell and to the next cell, and what you have is a domino effect by simply one small cell in that battery overheating and creating a potential fire hazard.
Has the Mounted Home Fire Department had any calls yet on electric cars with fires?
We've not had any calls for electric cars, so to speak. Now, we have had a few lithium-ion battery incidents. Three come to my mind right offhand, but one did sustain quite a bit of damage to the apartment, and the other two were found rather quickly during the day when the residents were home, and minimal damage was sustained from the last two.
So if someone has an electric car, an e-bike, something that uses a lithium battery, what kind of safety precautions should they take?
Well, first and foremost, follow the manufacturer's instructions on charging, on storage, on usage. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions, because they're not going to lead you wrong there. Use the correct charger for them. Don't let the battery get too hot. Don't let the battery get too cold. I read recently that if you charge a lithium-ion battery where the ambient temperature is 32 degrees or less, it could actually create a fire because of the temperature differential with the charging versus the ambient temperature around the battery.
Wow. So if someone has a lithium battery they need to dispose of, are there precautions there?
Yeah, very much so. Please, whatever you do, do not throw a lithium-ion battery in the garbage, because once it leaves your house, it goes to the garbage truck, which may compress that, which could damage the battery, create a fire in the transfer vehicle to the landfill. Once it gets to the landfill, it could be a whole other host of problems. So it's very important on a lithium-ion battery, once they've lived their life, to dispose of them properly. And recycling is always the best option. We are very fortunate here in Mountain Home to have the Baxter County Road and Bridge office down 5 South they will gladly take residential used lithium-ion batteries for recycling.
Very good. Anything else we need to mention, Sean?
Just be careful. Just use common sense when it comes to charging. If the battery is damaged, don't continue to use it. Don't try to get a little more life out of it. These batteries contain so much power in such a small package that it creates a hazard that a lot of people just aren't aware of. Just research, read, and follow those directions.
Some very good information. Sean, hey, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.